My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Before we get back to more computer talk, I have to point out a absolute travesty that all of you can help out with.
Is this that Chad thinks that digital photography is a gadget?
No.
No.
Something far more disturbing. Any of you that are NBA fans knows that the Phoenix Suns are they're doing some pretty amazing things this year. And there's a particular individual on that team that is just not getting his due, and that is Sean Marion. The All-Star balloting ends this weekend. You can do your part. Help Sean Marion get on that, get voted in. I mean, he's going to be on the team anyway, because whoever coaches the team is going to be obviously saying, well, this guy's got to be on the team. But it's still absolutely ridiculous that the man that is just blown away, he's in the top five of six or seven different categories statistically. Go to NBA.com, vote for Sean Marion, please. If you're an avid listener of this show, please.
Do it for Ken.
Do it for me, so that I can feel better about this whole thing. It's a travesty.
You know, actually, if everybody who regularly listens to us did it,
yeah,
that'd be enough to make the difference.
No.
If everybody who regularly listens to us, it'd be enough.
15 people are not going to make that much difference.
I'm trying to encourage people here, Ken. Your vote counts.
Your vote counts.
Rock the vote or whatever.
Well, let's go to the phones and see if we can have another vote here. Let's talk to Andy, who's got a question about Norton antivirus. Andy?
Is this Mark Salem?
No, sir.
I think you got the wrong show, my friend.
Andy Kay.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Andy?
Good. Hey, time to renew my antivirus.
We can fix your pipes, though. Oh, no, that's plumbing.
that's
Dr. Art.
It's time to renew your antivirus.
Yes.
You have which version?
The Norton. I don't know what version. Norton,
well, it's really important. The version really is going to determine whether you should renew, update, so on and so forth. If you've got an older machine, the older Norton antivirus works really well with older systems. If you have an older system and you upgrade to the version 2006, which is kind of the current thing,
mm-hmm.
You'll notice that the machine suddenly is very, what do they call it, lethargic?
Okay.
Slow?
I have the one you made for me about 2 years ago, your store made.
I don't remember. Andy, come on.
Does it run Windows XP or does it
XP?
Run? Okay, if it's running Windows XP...
You know how technical I am.
It sounds like, yeah, you've really got your stuff down.
did your antivirus program come up and say it's time to renew?
Yes.
And did they give you options?
Well, that's what I wanted to know. You know, they have all these different options when you go to the website, and I know you've always said on your show, don't get more than you need.
Correct.
So my question is, if
what's the minimum level? What's the one that costs the least?
Well, I don't want to put stuff on it that I shouldn't, I guess. And number two, with Cox, do I need to do the Norton, or should I use the Cox instead?
Well, if you're going to convert, if you're going to convert over to the Cox free downloads,
mm-hmm.
you'll have to make sure that you uninstall what you have first.
Okay.
Now, check this out, Andy. There's two of us in the room here, Ken and I. We both at home have the Cox high-speed internet service.
Right.
Neither of us uses the free stuff that they give you.
Okay.
We both use something that we pay for.
I had a feeling that was going to be the answer, but...
So let that maybe be a little bit
of
your
guide. Is that a left-handed endorsement?
Sort of.
Or a left-handed non-endorsement? The easiest thing is to the current product that you have that's been working for you.
Yeah.
To just renew the... a subscription so that you can continue to get the updates for it.
Okay.
That would be the best option for you. The least amount of hassle, the easiest to do, and the least likely to cause you any grief. As soon as you start converting to something else, that's just going to add a lot of complexity and potential for failure. So if that's an option for you, now if it's old enough, they'll say, we don't support this anymore, and they force you to go to a newer version.
That's not the case. Yeah.
So if that's not the case, then that's what I'd recommend for you.
Okay, buddy.
But that's just, you know, that's just me. It's not Brandon.
No, that's what I do, too, because like Ken was saying, it ain't broke. Let's just not fix it till it is, right?
Well, that's what I want to do. I don't want to get something I shouldn't be putting on there, so that's why I wanted to know which of their packages. Because even when you do go to their website, they try to sell you all these different packages.
Yeah, and don't go for it. In fact, right in their support website. I was just looking at this the other day. Mm-hmm. Right in their support website, it says, if you bought all this stuff and it's caused your machine to be really slow, best thing to do is go in and disable everything but antivirus.
So, I have Norton Antivirus 2003.
Yeah, okay. If they're still providing updated files, that's probably a perfect match for the level of hardware and everything you're using. Obviously, it's been working.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't slow your machine down. I can tell you, if you put 2006 in and you're using 2003 was light and airy and, you know, did exactly what it was supposed to do and nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
2006 now is trying to protect you from everything, including a plane crash hitting your house. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're trying to do with these programs.
Right.
So, yeah, just keep it simple.
Okay, guys.
All right, Andy. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Talk to you.
Talk to you?
Talk to you.
What kind of way is that to say bye?
You know, it's like
talk to you.
Pounding my chest in the...
Peace out, bro.
No, I can't do that.
No, I know you can't.
I can't do that. Now, I understand you really, what you prefer when it comes to email is to wave a dead chicken over the email.
Dead chicken, huh?
Yeah, to make sure that the viruses are scared of
us. Oh, no, I keep it real simple. Yeah. I don't open attachments.
Oh.
That's easy, right? Even if they're from people I know, I just say no.
How
I'm not
about
open it.
Do you secure your Wi-Fi network?
Of course I do.
You do? Well, then...
Why wouldn't I?
Then help Chris out. He's been waiting forever.
Chris? Where do I... Oh, there's Chris.
Chris, thanks for waiting.
Oh, no problem.
And you have a question about securing a Wi-Fi network?
Yeah, I just recently updated the one because I have a TiVo, and I needed the TiVo to communicate with the broadband.
And so you're doing what with the TiVo across the broadband network and a wireless?
Oh, the TiVo updates through the broadband.
Right.
You can make your TiVo super fast. Instead of making that three-hour call every night, it takes like 10 seconds whenever.
There you go.
Yeah.
But then I also have my laptop with a card bus adapter.
And you have a problem with your neighbors and everybody driving by being able to do the same thing?
Well, yeah. I pull up the listing of how many are logged into my wireless connection, and usually about 3 to 4.
You know what's happening is a lot of people that are around you probably don't even realize. They're just clicking on their Internet Explorer browser. Windows XP grabs the closest, most powerful access point at the moment that they, you know, launch their machine.
Oh, okay.
And off they go. So it may not be malicious, but it may.
Hey, Chris, before you even start down this path, I actually happen to have a TiVo, and I have a wireless network, and so I've kind of gone through this whole thing, and I can probably save you a lot of time and frustration.
Okay.
Getting security on your wireless network and trying to have your TiVo use that wireless settings and connections at the same time is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Oh, okay.
What I did, because I didn't want to deal with that nightmare and because my wife hates it when things don't work properly, she's technophobic, what I did is I went out and bought something called a power line adapter. And what that thing does is it plugs into the wall, like power, right?
Okay.
And it's got a little Ethernet jack in the bottom, like a network jack.
So it's like a wall wart that comes with any piece of electronics. It plugs right into the three-pronged electrical outlet.
Okay.
In fact, I got two of those, right? One goes right where the TiVo is, and I plug in then a regular network cable from there into my TiVo.
Oh, okay.
And the other one goes right near where my broadband router is downstairs in another room.
Okay.
And out of it comes a regular network cable and plugs into my router.
Oh, okay.
And I had to install no software and do nothing. I just let my TiVo work. And that way it's not wireless anymore, so it's more reliable and it works better. And I don't have to try to make it work with wireless security.
Okay.
Then you go ahead and secure your wireless network like you normally would, and you only have to worry about your laptop working, which is much, much easier than trying to get your TiVo to do that.
Because he wants to make sure he always knows when barbed wire or whatever.
No, and in my house, you obviously haven't been in a while. It's Barney.
Barney?
It's Backyardigans. It's anything that's PBS.
Not the Teletubbies, though.
No, I'm sure they are. I try not to.
There's something wrong with those guys.
Something wrong?
Yeah.
Everything wrong.
So now, you want to know how to secure it, or what's the question?
Well, the question would be how to secure basically my connection between my laptop and my router. The problem I'm having is that when I want to pay bills or something like that, I go back to a hard line, a hardwired connection, but then I have trouble getting back connected to the wireless because it takes me about half an hour to get connected back to the wireless again.
Well, I'm guessing you didn't have the wireless... I thought your question was, how do I connect my laptop wirelessly but not affect my TiVo that's connected wirelessly?
Do you have any kind of WEP or any kind of encryption security settings on your Wi-Fi transmitter, your broadband access point?
Yeah, there is a wireless window that comes up
I'm saying, did you go into the unit itself and activate either WEP or WAP or some of the security devices that's part of the system?
Not as of yet.
Okay, so it's wide open.
Right.
So you're not even having a security problem. You're having a connectivity problem just going back and forth.
I can connect. It just takes me a while it'll eventually connect. It's just that the problem I have. I want to keep it secure, but two is when I want to pay bills or something like that, someone advised me not to do that over the wireless, to go back to a hard line.
Well, the reason they advised you to do that is because you don't have any security. See,
right.
the better fix here is let's get your thing properly secured.
There you go.
And then you can pay your bills like you do anything else. You don't have to go, quote-unquote, hard line.
Okay.
Now, if you're having a connectivity issue without any security settings in place... Security settings are going to even make it more difficult. So we have to figure out why you're having those problems. Here are the most common causes of a Wi-Fi network to be very cantankerous.
Okay.
One is your cordless phones in the house. If they're 2.4 gigahertz, and I'm assuming you have a standard G or B wireless network.
Okay.
The 2.4 gigahertz cordless phones, not all of them, but a lot of them, when somebody picks it up, all bets are off.
Okay.
Two, all of those other access points that you probably see when you pull up your wireless interface, they're all transmitting on the exact same frequency as yours.
Okay.
And by default, your machine tries to connect to what it feels is the best connection at that moment. Mm-hmm. And then every 15 minutes or so, depending upon the... this is Windows XP, right?
Right, Windows XP.
Or is it seconds? All right. some interval, Windows XP will reevaluate all of the access points and try to connect to a different one because that's just how the default settings are made to run.
Oh, okay.
So those are all potential problems. If you left everything at the default setting, then you're at the same channel. So there's like channel 1 through 11 on most of these.
Correct.
It goes to channel 6 by default on most of them. So if you're on channel 6 and your neighbor's on channel 6 and everybody else channel 6. So, wow, is that a cat?
Meow.
No.
I know, as a child, right?
Yep.
Right. So the mistake you made here, Chris, is you bought the stuff, pulled it out of the box, plugged it in, went, woohoo, I'm on.
It worked.
And the next step...
Hang on. And then all of your neighbors did the exact same thing.
Right.
So you're all trying to sit, you know, remember musical chairs?
Okay.
you guys, I got a lot. Got 15 players and two chairs. They keep bumping each other off. So you need to make a lot of setting changes. We actually have very specific recommendations. Have you ever been to the free help section of our website?
Oh, yeah.
So if you go there and go to the search engine, just put in Wi-Fi security, just Wi-Fi. You'll see a million different articles on Wi-Fi. But you'll see I wrote a column some time back about the base recommendations for properly setting up a wireless network.
Oh, okay.
So that would be, you know, there's resources out there. And what you have to do is you got to figure out where everybody else is and go somewhere else.
Right.
And then you have to set up the security settings both on the wireless access point and on your laptop so that only you or the machines that know this particular key can connect. Everybody will see your wireless network, but they won't be able to connect to it because they won't have this special key.
Right.
Once that happens, then this going back and forth between wireless and wired, no problem.
Okay.
Because you'll just stay wireless.
Right. Correct.
And if you continue to have problems, you might have to actually change the actual base station to something that's made to overcome problems like this. Are you in an apartment by any chance?
Oh, no, it's a house.
Okay. You got lots of houses within 300-400 feet of your...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's, you know, you're competing with all these other people. Also, certain types of homes, depending upon the construction of the home, that can also have an impact as you go, you know, further away.
Correct.
But I've actually seen situations where the device that's trying to connect is 5 feet away from the access point and is still being bombarded by neighbors to the point where it can't connect on a consistent basis.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, proximity doesn't really have anything to do with it. Now, the other thing is you can just forget about wireless altogether and just put PowerLAN all over the house because that works really elegantly. There's no software, no configuration. You're just on.
Okay.
You're essentially using the wiring, the electrical wiring in your house as network cable.
Now, is there any problems with that as far as interruptions?
No, we've not seen any of that. It's not as fast as a true Ethernet connection, but it's faster than your network connection. So the only time that'll come into play is if you were trying to transfer huge files between two computers on your network.
Oh, okay.
Then it wouldn't be as fast as an Ethernet connection. But for surfing the Internet, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Well, I appreciate your help.
Good luck, Chris. And keep those neighbors out of your business.
Yeah, about your business.
You better take care of your business.
We got to take a quick break. But when we come back... What are we going to do?
We're going to talk to Lyle, and then we're going to talk to Brandon, we're going to talk to Chad, and we're going to talk to anybody else that we want to talk to.
Cool, we'll do all that and more. Just stick around.
9, 10. Ready or not, here I come.